There are people who will tell you that using the word fuck in a poem indicates a serious lapse of taste or imagination or both. It's vulgar, indecorous, an obscenity that crashes down like an anvil falling through a skylight. To land on a restaurant table, on the white linen, the cut glass vase of lilacs. But if you were sitting over coffee when the metal hit your saucer like a missile, wouldn't that be the first thing you'd say? Wouldn't you leap back shouting, or at least thinking it, over and over? Bell note rictoriously clanging in the church of your brain while the solicitous waiter led you away. Wouldn't you prop your shaking elbows on the bar and order your first drink in months, telling yourself you were lucky to be alive? And if you wouldn't say anything but mercy, or oh my, or for God's sakes, well then, I don't want to know you anyway, and I don't give a fuck what you think of my poem. The world is divided into those whose opinions matter and those who will never have a clue. And if you knew which one you were, I could talk to you and tell you that sometimes there's only one word that means what you need it to mean. The way there's only one reason when you first fall in love, or one infant's cry that calls forth the burning milk. One name that you pray to when prayer is what's left to you. I'm saying in the beginning was the word, and it was good. It meant one human entering another, and it's still what I love. The word made flesh. Fuck me, I say to the one whose lovely body I want close. And as we fuck, I know it's holy. A psalm, a hymn, a hammer, ringing down on an anvil, forging a whole new world.